This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will enter a third day of deliberations Thursday. Another misstep by prosecutors has the defense team once again asking for a mistrial. At issue Wednesday was a piece of drone video that prosecutors showed the jury during closing arguments. It gave a poor quality to the defense team only after they rested their side of the trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but called the media's coverage of the trial frightening.
When I talked about problems with the media when this trial started, we were there in part because of grossly irresponsible handling of what comes out of this trial. People should be able to see what's going on, but when they see what's being done, it's really quite frightening.
Florida passed four bills on Wednesday that protects workers who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine for their body. Once Governor DeSantis signs the bill, Florida will become the first state that fines companies that require COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of employment. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden was in Michigan to tout the bipartisan infrastructure law that has new money for projects around the country.
President Biden stopped in Michigan to again talk up the newly signed infrastructure bill, paying a visit to a GM electric vehicles plant in Detroit and getting to test drive a new electric Hummer. He also spoke on the benefits that he says that bipartisan infrastructure legislation will provide, including electric vehicle charging stations and more affordable internet for lots of Americans who have difficulty just getting connected right now.
No parent should have to do what a lot of you did, they did in my state and all over America, should ever have to sit in a parking lot of a fast food restaurant again just so their child can use the internet.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The farm equipment manufacturer John Deere strike has ended. UAW union employees approved the company's latest contract offer, 61% to 39% last night. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold Star mother Paula Kanas Self, mother of Ryan Kanas, killed in Afghanistan during the disastrous withdrawal in Kabul. Paula was a guest on Fox Nation Patriot Awards Wednesday evening in Florida and demands accountability from the Biden administration. This is she just received a letter from the White House only this week.
The politics that was part of this was not military strategy in Kabul. And so this is a valuable member of our society who not just gave it all, the 12 others that gave it all of our families. We are deeply hurt that our president and the administration has not come forth to say who is responsible for our children's deaths. What members of our family can sleep well at night, because we do not know what next will be caused by this terrible, terrible decision making going on. There is too much at stake in our nation. We must stand up and be accountable for what we do. Our children paid the price for people who are not accountable in this administration.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It is time for Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. There's so much stuff. You got to be careful as we get in. You know, you and I are so much into the news that it's easy for us to get angry and upset with all the stuff that's going on. I mean, Merrick Garland has done us no favors. I mean, this is really clear, especially with this latest reveal from Peter Strzok of all people. You know, talking about the FBI and the creation, of course, Peter Strzok was at the vanguard of the creation of this parent tracking system, which when Merrick Garland was before Congress, pled some sort of plausible deniability. I mean, what is he? Is he just totally incompetent? Is he a flat out liar? What is going on here? And yet, you know, we have this with Merrick Garland, you know, with him lying to Congress, which should be an automatic contempt charge, but yet we're so quick to, you know, claim contempt for somebody like Steve Bannon.
Right. And then this, of course, shows that there are two sets of justice, one's for Democrats and one for Republicans. And that's how it's been. And that's typically how it is under authoritarian regimes where you persecute your political enemies. And that's what we're witnessing with Steve Bannon. That is exactly what Merrick Garland was trying to do to parents, using the strong arm of the FBI, the counterterrorism division. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
We're going to use the counterterrorism division and waste those resources. Instead of investigating all like real terror, we're going to investigate parents.
Yes.
This is scary stuff. And people should
really
be outraged. It's not
and to your
that watch the news and listen to the news like you and I. It is every single American, no matter your political stripe, should be absolutely outraged. And the fact that the Republicans have not done one thing to not demand the resignation, this is not about demanding a resignation anymore. This is about lying to Congress and using the power of a unelected bureaucracy to spy on and persecute Americans. If Republicans do not demand that he's not arrested and charged, that is what this calls for. Because if we let him do this, it will be done again and 10 times worse.
Well, the Democrats have all set the stage for all this. I mean, and the thing is, Leader McCarthy, I was disappointed, frankly, in his rebuttal or his support yesterday of Grossmeyer and dealing with this situation of him being censured, you know, and a loss of committees participation and, you know, the whole deal. I mean, his argument that he wanted to talk about other things and, you know, rules for, you know, thee, not for me, that kind of stuff. Forget it. I mean, that's clear. We don't need to keep chewing on that. It's like you and I mean, if anybody should have had that rebuttal, it should have been Steve Scalise to be able to come in and first of all say, look at any suggestion, any inkling of danger to a fellow lawmaker is unacceptable. We've had a history of this, of where people, like you said, on the Democratic side, Maxine Waters, others have said very dangerous things about conservatives, about their, you know, fellow officials in government and this sort of thing, and it's disgusting. And here it is, a meme goes out. And because they happen to be in the minority, you know, the Republican is chastised. And this is what the first one in, 30 years since Charlie Rangel. But even with Charlie Rangel, he didn't lose any committee positions. He just got, you know, for the record, he was censured. And, you know, but the Democrats have come back in such a way that, you know, the Republicans need to learn from this, that if you're going to put them in check, then you need to meet them with the same resistance that they're doling out. If not, they continue to get away with this, and we end up with this, you know, this two justice system that you're referring to, don't you think?
If no one has watched Lauren Boebert, I think they pronounce her last name, from Colorado, her speech in regards to the censuring of Paul Gosar, everyone must watch it. I'll actually put it in my newsletter this week. She made three clear points, very good ones. But her last point within her speech was talking about Eric Swalwell. He sits on the Intelligence Committee, and yet he was sleeping with a Chinese spy. Did anything happen to Eric Swalwell? Was he removed from the Intelligence Committee? So we have Democrats that are openly sleeping with the enemy, and they get away with it. Republicans better start playing hardball. Because we are dealing with a different type of regime than we've ever dealt with before. And when you don't recognize the enemy, which is exactly what's in the White House right now, the Democrat Party, make no mistake about it, is a communist organization. It has been co-opted by communists. So when you look at how communists have infiltrated the Democrat Party, they've also infiltrated our bureaucracies. And that comes down to the intelligence division, that comes down to the FBI, the DOJ. So they are the enemy of people.
And like you say, if we're not pushing back, I mean, how do they take their, you know, their vow, you know, of office to defend the Constitution when they are avowed communists? How do they do that, Megan?
They're liars.
Yeah, I mean, this is the deal. They're the party of liars and cheaters. And the thing is that when you make these statements, I mean, we've had other experts on the show, including yourself, you know, Trevor Loudon, who does a deep dive in researching all this. I mean, he flat out said last time, and I know a lot of jaws dropped, he said, Bill, let me give it to you straight. All but one person in the administration is an avowed socialist, a democratic socialist, a Marxist, without exception. And when, you know, when he's done the vetting, he's looked into their background. The evidence is clear. And even if you don't even believe him on the evidence, just look at the results of their leadership over the last 10 months, 10, 11 months. I mean, how much more of this nightmare can we withstand? And I think we're getting down to the end of it, because you look at these numbers, these plummeting numbers against Joe Biden. But it's Joe Biden and the policies. It's the Democratic Party that's coming down. I mean, he's, what is he down to, 36% approval rating now in the latest poll? I mean, you know, even on the Wall Street Journal NBC October poll, when they asked who's better on the economy, 45% was for Republicans, 27% for Democrats on the economy now. I mean, this is a huge reversal over the last 6 months. Controlling inflation, clearly the Republicans, they say, would do a better job by a ranking of 45 versus 21 for the Democrats. On crime, 43% Republicans, 21% Democrats. And I would say probably for crime, you might say 43% for Kyle Rittenhouse versus 21% for Democrats who let, you know, Antifa and these rebels get away and overrun Wisconsin. But you have a 17-year-old that has enough courage to go in and defend his father's, you know, his father's city and a city that he resided in. And, you know, so you have a 17-year-old doing the job that the governor and the mayor should and law enforcement should have been done. Of course, we know what happened with law enforcement. They were handcuffed and told to stand down, right?
Yeah, and I guess now the governor or the mayor...
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
When did it break you?
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking with the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief of NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Megan, sorry we had to cut off and go to this, go to this break. This important thing that we have to do that pays the bills here for us. But I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thought here as we pick up this next topic.
Well, I really don't know where we left off, but I think it was what's written now, so I'll just...
Yes, it was. Yes, right.
Yeah, okay. What we're witnessing right now is another persecution. This has absolutely nothing to do with justice, the Rittenhouse trial, and it certainly doesn't have anything to do with Kyle Rittenhouse. And people will say, what do you mean? Well, because if you look at really what the prosecution has put on trial here, it's the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. It's whether or not someone has the right to self-defense. And whether or not someone has the right to self-defense using an automatic weapon. The defense has come down specifically.
Well, the AR is a semi-automatic. It's not an automatic weapon.
I'm sorry?
The AR is a semi-automatic. It's not an automatic weapon.
Right.
It has a different classification.
And it's not an assault rifle.
Right,
and it's
exactly.
Not an assault rifle. That's the AR does not stand for assault rifle. And if you ask any Democrat or communist, I don't call them Democrats anymore. If you ask any communist what an assault rifle is, no one can explain it. So nonetheless, the Second Amendment is on trial here, and that's really what this is about. The Democrats or communists have already shredded the First Amendment with something created called hate speech. They've already shredded the Fourth Amendment, and we saw that in numerous instances, specifically the Kavanaugh trial, where everyone's presumed guilty before they're presumed innocent. And now they're going after the Second, because they've been going after the Second for decades. The only way authoritarians can have complete and total control is with disarmament of the public. Right. And so that is why they are hell-bent on taking guns, every gun. It's not just mm-hmm. the assault rifle guns. It is the semi-automatic guns, as you pointed out. And that's every gun.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
There aren't automatic rifles here anymore. You can't have a machine gun. The Democrats took that away. So now they're...
I just want a bazooka. Can I have a bazooka?
Right.
I just want a bazooka.
Yeah.
I just
have a grenade launcher. Yeah.
Exactly. No. Well, the deal is it was interesting because to your point here is that it really, the prosecutor really demonstrated his ignorance of... the Second Amendment right, the proper use of guns and this sort of thing, which really was quite revealing. It was subtle, but quite revealing that this knucklehead would go and aim a gun. And even before he tells you, he says, you make sure, you've removed all the ammunition. He did kind of a Alec Baldwin moment here of sobriety. Make sure all the, is it clear, kind of deal. And then he goes to aim the gun at the jury box. And on top of that, Megan, his finger is on the trigger. Now, any responsible gun owner that has gone, which most who take their Second Amendment rights seriously, have gone to classes and they know you treat every weapon as if it's loaded. And you do not put your finger on a trigger until you're ready to shoot. You just don't. That's all part of the built-in safety mechanism and responsibility of a gun owner. Now, this knucklehead, he's a prosecutor. He needs to forget about any more law school or continuation or anything. The state needs to get him into a gun safety class right away so that he has some understanding. But you see, this is the problem. What he represented are all those people that are anti-Second Amendment. They have about that much irresponsible awareness of gun safety and what it is to be a responsible gun owner. And they bring that perception, that worldview to the discussion. And it's unintelligent. It's unintelligent. It is absolutely ignorant what they bring to the discussion, and I feel sorry for them. And it's just like I said, go take a class and then come back and let's have this discussion, okay? And then tell me about my Second Amendment right and why you still believe that we should not have, the right to, to protect ourselves.
Right. They're definitely frightened of guns. I mean, we used to actually have... classes in high school, if you recall. It was before my time, But they actually had shooting classes and gun handling classes and things like that. So, but the Democrats have demonized weapons to the point where only criminals can have them. That's really what it's come down to. I mean, if you look at any city that Democrats have run for the last decades, 40 years, 30 years, 70 years in the case of Chicago, or 80 years, they have the highest crime rate and the strictest gun laws. Well, how does that make sense?
Exactly.
Because only the criminals don't follow laws.
That's right. Those doggone criminals, they just don't play fair. What's wrong with them?
That's why they're criminals. But then you have to ask yourself, geez, you would think that, you know, doing the same thing over and over and over again and getting the same results is the definition of insanity. But the Democrats keep electing Democrats. And then they're wondering why they have, you know, human feces on their streets and high crime rates and low education rates. And that's exactly what you get when you elect Democrats. This is why.
Right.
Everything that we're witnessing right now, the decline of this country, the rise in inflation, the wide open border, the persecution of political enemies, is all by design.
Without
every
a doubt.
Every single one of them. So let's not think that he's ignorant like Joe Biden. Yeah, Joe Biden's absolutely incompetent, but he's not the one that's calling the shots. Those behind the scenes and those that he surrounds himself with are calling the shots. And they hate this country. They literally hate this country.
Based on the polling,
can't call them, you know, necessarily incompetent. We can't say that the Democrats are stupid. They're not. They're doing exactly what they meant to do.
Right. And there's indication that the American people are waking up based on this polling evidence. And I say here, better late than never, as they would say. Hey, we got less than 3 minutes left, and I did want to address one of the headlining topics that you have on your website at ReaganBabe.com, and that's about Robert Kennedy Jr. Oh, yes, a Democrat. Describes the global COVID-19 censorship, to your point, designed by government, big pharma, and big tech. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a trifecta of censorship, really, and they're working together, government, tech, and pharma, in order to not only create a pandemic of fear, which is exactly what they created, enforce lockdowns, but also censor anybody that speaks about natural immunity, about ivermectin, about hydrochloroquine, about natural therapies or the other therapeutics outside of getting forcefully injected with some sort of serum. And it's a collusion, really, between these. And they're very powerful entities, that, you know, pharma, big tech, and government, extraordinarily powerful. And they're using that power in order to coerce people, not only into silence, but to coerce people into getting a jab just to keep their job. And that is the most frightening of it all. In order to, you know, feed your family and sustain yourself, you're going to have to get an injection forced by the government. Once you allow that to happen, what else can the government do to you? Because if you don't own your body, then you own nothing. And then I don't know if you saw the newest pill that pharma is putting out as far as some COVID pill.
Mm-hmm,
and then if you get it, you take it for five. If you get COVID, you take it for 5 days, and then miraculously you're better. Well, guess what that is? It's reformulated ivermectin. So ivermectin costs 50 cents a pill, okay, because it's been around forever.
Mm-hmm,
very cheap.
Yeah.
And this pill is $500 a pill.
Yeah. It's all about the money. All about the Benjamins.
It was never about public health. It was never about public safety. It was about power. And part of that power is money.
Yeah, and you think about the funnels that it goes to, whether it's Dr. Fauci, it'd be interesting. Maybe Open the Books can do a breakdown for us and tell us where that money is going to. Because people do that which they get rewarded for. And it's interesting that you always have people at the top and in political, you know, positions, whether it's Dr. Fauci and others, that seem to skim from the top. They find a way to get, a little bit of vig on all this. And as long as the vig is coming, they're happy campers, I guess, you know. And at this point, they're going full throttle to make sure that they get more than their fair share, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
At our expense, sadly. She's founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barr, thank you.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of Die Hard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on Die Hard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will enter a third day of deliberations Thursday. Another misstep by prosecutors has the defense team once again asking for a mistrial. At issue Wednesday was a piece of drone video that prosecutors showed the jury during closing arguments. It gave a poor quality to the defense team only after they rested their side of the trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but called the media's coverage of the trial frightening.
When I talked about problems with the media when this trial started, we were there in part because of grossly irresponsible handling of what comes out of this trial. People should be able to see what's going on, but when they see what's being done, it's really quite frightening.
Florida passed four bills on Wednesday that protects workers who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine for their body. Once Governor DeSantis signs the bill, Florida will become the first state that fines companies that require COVID-19 vaccine as a condition of employment. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we're going to talk about charcuterie boards. You know, that's my favorite. I just want you to know. I mean, you know, anybody can just have a spread of, you know, cheese and vegetables. But if you have a true charcuterie board, you are just so awesome, especially this holiday season. And Mark Pitts-Tucker is the head cheese grater with Cathedral City Cheese Show. And he's going to show us how to build the best charcuterie boards this holiday season. You will be the envy of the neighborhood. But before we bring Mark on, we all agree that all charcuterie boards are not created equal. And an impressive or not so impressive board can set the tone for any gathering, from kid-friendly platters to small spreads with friends and epic New Year's Eve boards. You'll want to choose your cheese wisely, right? Well, as I mentioned, the head cheese grater, Mark Pitts-Tucker, is with us from Cathedral City Cheese. Mark, explain to me here just a minute. When you are the head cheese grater, it's like, is your grater like all in gold, or, you know, how do they designate the head cheese grater?
I'd like to say that they threw roses down in front of me and treated me like an absolute bill, but that's absolutely not the case. I guess it's based on experience as much as anything. I've been around the block a few times. I'm a bit rough and rugged and and maybe some tough around the edges, but I've got in lots of flying miles. I know the product inside out, and I must admit, I'm absolutely passionate about great, great cheddar cheese. So I've been around the block with Cathedral. And I know my way around for sure.
Well, that's excellent. In the restaurants I worked at, if you were the head grader, it meant that you had more fingers on your hands than anybody else. So that's how you won that position.
It was rough. It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was rough in California where I grew up. I got to tell you. All right, let's talk about your top tips for creating the perfect holiday cheese board.
Okay, well, look, I think the first thing, Bill, is to think about the people you're preparing the board for and their taste. So think about the audience and the occasion. I think on that basis, you decide, do I go simple? Do I go showcase? And sometimes, you know, the simple board can be everything you need. Color, variety, and quality is important, particularly quality. Who wants a cheese board with poor quality cheese on? That rather kills the occasion. Absolutely not. Don't be afraid to experiment sometimes. I think to try something new is great, and everybody can taste maybe a cheese for the first time together. But overall, balancing flavors and having that variety in is really important.
That's a great idea. Also, I like your idea about making your board centerpiece worthy. Tell our audience about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes people underplay a cheese board, and I think it's a great opportunity to really showcase something different. And when you really push the boat out, there's so much you can do. And quite often, you know, you hear when you've got a group of friends around, you bring the cheese board out, it can, you know, people are really looking forward to it. So I tend to go, although I go simple with regard to my selection of cheeses, I'm not afraid to lavish plenty of nibbles and snacks around the cheese board, Bill, for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're doing this a bit virtually. Actually, it's exactly virtually. But this is the incredible aspect and benefit of radio because we engage the theater of the mind. So we're going to engage your mind right now as Mark explains what he has in front of him today.
Yeah, well, I'm here surrounded in England with three different cheese boards. And they're each for different occasions. So the first one, actually, I've got is, well, what I would probably call an anything-goes platter. It's as much as anything. It might be a light evening snack for the family. So I've got Cathedral City Mature. It's a very versatile cheese. It's much loved by the parents as it is by the children. It's smooth. It's mellow. It's very versatile. And got a nice flavor level with it. I've got sourdough, I've got olives, I've got sliced pepperoni. So as I say, it can be as much a meal or a snack as it is just a sort of nibbles cheese board. And it's a particular preference for me, and I always love it. I've got a great IPA set up beside the cheese board here, and I'm good to go.
That's great. Well, you know, and I got to tell you, this is what I love about the English is that, you know, here in the West, Mark, as you know, we're heavy on dinner. And in Europe, you're just the opposite. So cheese boards like this and what you're offering are just perfect. And when we were in England and we experienced a light dinner meal, which was a little bit of an adjustment for me because I'm used to a heavy meal. But it was rather filling. It was perfect. And guess what? I went to bed a lot easier because I wasn't carrying a lot of extra food with me. So to hear you talk about this, it brings back a lot of memories, and I appreciate you doing that. Now, if you could only eat one cheese for the rest of your life, what would that be besides misery?
Well, as a cheese grader and as the master cheese grader, Bill, I'm typically eating and tasting in excess of 500 bits of cheddar every week. So for me, a day without cheese is like a hug without a squeeze. And my go-to cheese is Cathedral City Vintage Cheddar. Cathedral City is Britain's number one cheddar cheese, and it's great that we're available in the US. And it's made with 100% British milk. The vintage cheddar, I often describe it as my Clint Eastwood style cheese. Deep, rich, rugged, intense, robust. But actually, when people see it, they really love it. It's a very broad appeal cheese for one that's got such an intense flavor. And that's absolutely my go-to cheddar cheese.
Mark, I gotta admit to you, I have never tasted this. And guess what? Guess where I'm going right away? As soon as we're done, I'm heading. I'm gonna get this Cathedral City cheese that you're talking about. I love cheddar cheese, and I love cheese that's hearty like you just expressed. We're talking with Mark Pitts Tucker. He's the head cheese grater at Cathedral City Cheese. Mark, any final tips for those easing back into entertaining? You know, we've been locked down here a bit in America, and people are starting to come out. We look to have families together this holiday season on through the new year. So what would you recommend?
Yeah, well, look, Bill, we're in the same position here. You know, last Christmas wasn't very much, and this Christmas I think we're all looking forward to getting back together again. So I'd say, if in doubt, maybe go slightly less, go for quality over quantity every time. But actually, when you're putting your cheese board together, think about variety. So hard cheese, soft cheese, blue cheese, get some color on the board as well. So those different varieties with different tastes, because everybody's a little bit different on it. And I'd urge people, if you've not tried it before, please do try Cathedral City Cheddar. I really think you'll love it.
Oh, I'm on my way. You already got me. I'm salivating already. It's not fair. You know, you touched a little bit about the Anything Goes family platter, the elevated friends spread, and the vintage New Year's Eve board. We've got about a minute and a half. Let's remind everybody what makes up these three different platters.
Okay, well, the Anything Goes platter is as much a snack meal as it is a cheese board, as well as the Cathedral City Mature. We've got sourdough bread, and we've got olives, and we've got sliced pepperoni, and I've got my favorite U.S. Made, actually, IPA beer, and I know there's plenty out there. On
yes.
The Elevated Friends platter, I've got Cathedral City Extra Mature, a bit more sort of robust and deeper flavor cheese. And there's sort of crackers, nuts, and nibbles. So more of a nibbles board as you're in conversation than the Anything Goes. And finally, the vintage board, which is a bit more of the showcase. We've got that beautiful, intense vintage cheddar, some cured meat, some fruits, and as you get into the evening, some dark chocolate and a full-bodied Pinot Noir.
Oh, yes. Oh, you know how to do things, Mark. You're awesome. I want to party with you. You know, we'll, you know, bring out the charcuterie boards and have a great time with all our family and friends. Where can our good folks go for more inspiration, Mark Pitts Tucker?
Okay, well, there's everything you would like to know about Cathedral City Cheddar and more besides on cathedralcitycheddar.com. So thank you very much for the opportunity, Bill. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark. You take care. Happy holiday to you. Take care.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Yeah. Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
We need front-end, back-end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got the host of Movie Guide TV. Yes, the one and only, Evie Bear Carroll. How are the kids? Are they doing okay? Are they all excited about the holidays coming up? Turkey, all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the turkey, okay? I love Thanksgiving because I love a holiday of eating.
Yes, exactly. So how do you celebrate Thanksgiving there at the Bear Carroll household?
We, we just all get together and we, talk about what we're thankful for. And then, the very next day we set up for Christmas. So that's what we do.
Exactly. Yeah, as you intersperse, you take a break once in a while for cold turkey sandwiches. To me, the day after, cold turkey sandwiches are just so good. I always enjoy that. And a little football, in between, just for, just to break things up. But definitely looking forward to it. And I'm glad you're able to enjoy it. I think, for some people, this may be a resemblance of the first Thanksgiving, where it is more of a communal event because of the cost of turkeys and the cost of Thanksgiving, even though the government said, oh, it's only going to be about, you're going to pay 16 cents less. I think that 16 cents got vapored in our gasoline tanks a long time ago.
I know. I can't believe what's happening. I guess that's what we've been saying for the last 2 years. I can't believe this is happening because,
yes,
this is just like not really like any other time period. So we're trying to all navigate this, right?
Well, we'll get through the holidays and find a reason to be thankful and grateful for. I mean, this is what the season is all about, which takes us into Christmas and the New Year's and a time for America to, celebrate. We've got lots to be thankful and grateful for, even in the midst of these challenges that I think that if anything's transitory, it might be that. That we can count on, that this hopefully will not last forever.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about King Richard, the movie review that you have up on the site.
Yeah, so King Richard is a very well-made movie. It is the story of Serena and Venus Williams, who, as we know, are one of the best tennis players of all time. And it's the story about how their father and mother were so dedicated to them to becoming champions that they, you know, they grew up in Compton. They grew up in a very rough area. And the father and the mother, they were Christians. They're strong Christians. The movie shows that even. They show them praying. They pray in Jesus' name. And they just want the best for their children. They want them to be able to get out of Compton and to make a better life for them. And they do everything in order to help their children do that. And, you know, we know the story, how the story goes. And they do make it. And they are some of the best tennis players ever. But it's a beautiful story about that. Now, there is some elements that are very heavy scenes because they live in a ghetto and there's violence in the ghetto. And they live, and so they, you know, there's gang violence and, I'm probably not supposed to say ghetto nowadays, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, what do you want to call it? The less fortunate or whatever? I mean, you know, it's like I got in trouble with somebody talking to somebody in Paris about no-go zones. And she was greatly, she was a reporter there, and greatly insulted. And I said, well, I'm only using the terms that you use. I, you know, everywhere in publications there in Paris, it talks about no-go zones. And let me tell you, we have no-go zones here in America too, where, you know, people, you know, don't want to go to, you know, late at night to Chicago, the same thing. I mean, on the weekends, it's a combat zone out there. So what do you want to call it, you know?
Yeah, so anyways, it's a, this is a wonderful story of how they love their children and they supported their children become, you know, to achieve. It's the American dream, right?
Yes, exactly.
I love to make those stories nowadays when some people are against that. And so it's a great example to teenagers to see that. And so, you know, there are some cautions as there's some, like I said, there's violence with the gang violence and there's also some cursing. But overall, King Richard is a good movie.
Well, and the thing is that you find it's consistent with wholesome stories like this is people of faith, you know, time and again. And this is, as you say, is demonstrated in King Richard that, you know, this is what drove them, you know, I mean, that really, you know, held that family together. It's quite the example. And people of faith can be encouraged by watching this movie. They probably, you know, because we didn't hear that, you know, we didn't hear a lot about Venus and Serena being religiously motivated and that their parents, I mean, and, you know, throughout their careers and their narrative. So I think this is a cool thing to be able to see this as part of their lives, and especially where they grew up, like you say, in Compton, in the midst of all the gangs and the street warfare that goes on there in Compton. And, you know, it's sad. And in spite of that, here it is. You have, by the grace of God, you have two very successful women and a family coming out of that, which is quite a testimony to, you know, to the rest of the people there in Compton that are doing the best they can to live in the midst of, you know, if you want to call it a war zone or whatever it is, or, you know, however way you want to describe it, you know, it demonstrates to them that, you know, there are possibilities, you know, don't give up hope.
And that's one of the things that Serena and Venus really love, and they say that they want to encourage, you know, the younger generations to be able to get out of that kind of thing, and they want to encourage, you know, young girls as well to see them as models and example of how to get out of that. And so it's a very encouraging, inspiring movie.
Well, good. What is the real reason why Hollywood's biggest movies are choosing to omit sexual content these days?
Yeah, this is extremely interesting. Now, we have said this for many years, 30 years here at Movie Guide, and so this is a point that we've been trying to make. But now even the BBC is saying that this has happened over the past, 20 years since the 80s. You know, the 80s, if you remember the movies that came out of the 80s, they had, even the PG movies have cursing in it for the kids, and even there's a lot of interesting, you know, not God-honoring content in those movies. And over the years, it has really changed. And what we have said is that people want more moral content in movies. They want less cursing. They want less sex. They want less nudity in it. They want to be able to come at the end of a hard day and sit down to a movie and be encouraged and uplifted and inspired. And so we've really seen a change. And now, you know, even secular people are writing that there has been a change. And so it's wonderful to see that.
Exactly. You know, our society has been oversexed. Maybe we just we've played it out so much that there's no mystery in it anymore. You know, there's no imagination. It's all just right in front of your face. And, you know, and it's just, and especially for families, it's like, you know, you don't want to be covering up your kids' eyes and ears all the time. And, you know, and you go in with some of these offerings and you think, oh, this is going to be safe until it isn't.
Exactly. And, you know, this is in the theaters and the movies have they really, we've been able to help clean this up. But in terms of television, we're still working on television. So always be aware. I always say be aware of what your kids are watching or what your grandkids are watching, because streaming is a whole new platform now for the last, you know, we know that it's grown over the last 2 years, certainly.
Right.
So just be extremely aware. Every streaming platform has ways to you know, monitor what your kids are watching, and all of them have ways to kind of censor the thing that they're watching, so that the mature, when it says MA on a show, I don't even touch it. I don't even watch
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
So, because it's got so much content in it that you don't want.
Well, Evie, this whole streaming portal really opens up so many opportunities and options for the kids that are more than what parents would want them to see. Like you said, I mean, this becomes a portal for, you know, for pornography. I mean, it's bad enough that you've got schools now teaching pornography as part of their curriculum to young kids. So what are we going to do? I mean, you know, here it is, these portals that now come into your home that are in front of your children. You've got that possibility of pornography being thrown in their face.
Exactly. And, you know, we have some resources at Movie Guide on that. But what you need to do is make sure that you're, you know, putting in the parameters. Like I said, every Safari or Brave, you know, I use the platform called Brave because it's more of a conservative platform that doesn't censor the conservatives. And so every platform has the ability to put in parental monitors. So
good.
Just do it on your servers and your internet, and so you have that, so your kids aren't even able to get onto it. I know kids are tricky. I mean, kids will try to get around anything, right?
Well, they'll go to the neighbor's house, and the neighbors, you know, the parents are so busy they didn't take the time to set up the filter, right? And so then they have access. I mean, it's just it's not enough. Again, vigilance is the word of the day when it comes to that. Let's talk about Maya and the Three, how it sends a terrible message to young children. Speaking of which,
this program is on Netflix, and I want to, you know, tell everybody don't watch it. Don't have your kids watch it. It actually says that it's for kids. It says Y7, which is 7 and up. What it is a Mexican tribe, and their Princess Maya, she finds out that her father has an affair, and her mother is the goddess of death. Now, come on. Does this sound like a show we should be watching or should be making or should be putting out into the world? The goddess of death? I'm sorry. This is horrible stuff. Do not watch it. Don't have your kids watch it. It's not a kids show. You can even look at a picture of this show and be like, this looks traumatizing. This does not look good. So the whole concept is about death and, you know, there's bats in it, the princess of bats and all these kind of really dark things.
And never ending. It just keeps on coming. Richard Thomas says The Wall is Homecoming puts faith and family front and center, and you can read all about it at movieguide.org. The host of Movie Guide TV, the one and only Evie Bear Carroll, has been with us. Evie, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much. You too.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.